Welcome back to the deep dive. We know you want the key info without drowning in data, so that's what we do.
That's the goal.
Today, we're diving into fraud prevention, looking ahead to 2025. We've gone through a pile of articles, research, including one key piece on new strategies.
And it's frankly pretty urgent stuff. The FTC reported, what, over $12.5 billion lost in 2024?
Yeah, a 25% jump. And here's the kicker. Fewer people reported scams, but way more of them lost money. About 38% versus 27% the year before.
Right. And the FBI's IC3 data backs that up. Over $16 billion in internet crime losses they reported, up 33%. It just shows, well, these scams are working better, much better.
Okay, so why? What's driving this increased effectiveness?
A huge factor is AI, artificial intelligence. Our sources really highlight how it's making scams incredibly convincing, really hard to detect sometimes.
So more targeted stuff, exploiting not just tech vulnerabilities, but us, our psychology.
Exactly. Yeah. Exploiting digital security and human vulnerabilities. So our mission today is pretty straightforward. Arm you with real, actionable ways to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Against the common stuff, yes, but especially these newer AI-fueled threats.
Got it. So breaking down the current landscape, what are we seeing most?
Well, by sheer volume, it's still phishing, spoofing, extortion, data breaches, you know, the usual suspects.
But financially, where's the real damage happening?
Ah, that's where it shifts. Investment scams and imposter scams. That's where the truly staggering losses are.
Okay, investment scams. The FBI flagged over $6.5 billion just in crypto investment fraud. The FTC figure for all investment scams was $5.7 billion. Huge numbers.
Huge. And often it involves promises of, like, guaranteed high returns, intense pressure to act fast.
And you mentioned pig butchering. That sounds awful.
It is awful. It's where they build fake romantic ties first, gain trust over weeks or months, and then introduce the investment scam. It's incredibly manipulative.
Wow. And now deepfakes are involved too, like these quantum AI scams.
Yeah, using deepfake videos of celebrities endorsing fake investment platforms. It leverages that perceived authority and trust. Really hits emotional triggers.
Okay, moving to imposter scams. Nearly $3 billion lost there per the FTC. What kinds of impersonations are we talking about?
All sorts. Government imposters or big IRS, Social Security, even law enforcement. They lost people $789 million. Key thing here, these agencies almost never call or text demanding immediate payment.
And certainly not in gift cards or crypto.
Absolutely not. Then you've got fake bank fraud alerts trying to trick you into giving up login info or transferring funds. Fake tech support calls from Apple or Microsoft claiming your computer has a virus.
It's just relentless, and the AI makes it worse, like the grandparent scam.
Definitely. AI voice cloning makes those panic grandchild calls sound scarily realistic. Romance scams are using AI chatbots and deepfake video calls now, too.
And fake bank investigators.
Yeah, another nasty one. Posing as fraud investigators from your bank or even law enforcement telling you to move your money for safekeeping, it preys on your instinct to cooperate.
Okay, so constant vigilance needed. What else is growing?
Employment scams and these task scams. They've seen significant growth. The FTC lumped over $750 million under business and job opportunities, but $501 million was specifically job scams.
How do those work? Fake job ads.
Often, yeah. They use AI to make realistic-looking job postings. Goal is to harvest your personal info, maybe get you to pay for fake training or equipment, or involve you in fake check schemes.
And task scams.
Those usually start with unsolicited texts or messages, offering easy money for simple online tasks like liking videos or writing reviews.
That's tempting.
Right. They let you earn a small amount initially, make it seem real, but then to get more tasks or withdraw your earnings, you have to deposit crypto.
Oh, there's the catch.
Always a catch. And they keep asking for more deposits, playing on that sunk cost fallacy you've already put money in, so you keep going. Reports on these just exploded in 2024.
Okay, and good old phishing hasn't gone away, I assume.
Not at all. Still the most frequent by volume. But it's evolving. We're seeing more smishing text message scams about package deliveries, job offers. $470 million lost there.
Phishing, too. Phone calls.
Yep, phishing, now supercharged by AI voice cloning. And quishing, using malicious QR codes. Be careful where you scan those.
And email phishing is getting smarter with AI.
Much smarter. Highly personalized, grammatically perfect. One source said 82% of phishing emails show AI used now a 53% jump year over year. They call it polymorphic phishing sometimes because it constantly changes to evade filters.
It all sounds interconnected, like one breach leads to another scam.
It often does. Account takeovers, data breaches, identity theft, they feed each other. Over 1.1 million ID theft reports to the FTC. That stolen data gets used for opening fake accounts, filing bogus tax returns, even medical fraud.
And check fraud is back. I thought that was fading.
It's seen a resurgence, partly due to AI creating better forgeries and the ease of remote deposit capture. Plus, things like SIM swapping to take over phone numbers and malicious mobile apps are still big risks.
Okay, this is a lot. Let's pivot to solutions. What can people actually do? Building defenses, where do we start?
Start with the basics, cyber hygiene. Strong, unique passwords for everything. Please use a password manager.
How do you do it?
And multi-factor authentication, MFA. Turn on everywhere you can. Prioritize authenticator apps or physical security keys over SMS. If possible, SMS can be intercepted.
Good point. And updates.
Keep everything updated. Your operating system, your browser, your apps. Those updates often patch security holes.
Okay, foundational stuff covered. What about active defense, being proactive?
Crucial. Verify any unsolicited contact independently. If someone calls claiming to be your bank, hang up. Call the bank back using the number on their official website or your card, not the number the caller gave you.
Makes sense. Recognizing red flags, too.
Absolutely. Be suspicious of urgency, threats, requests for weird payment methods like gift cards or wire transfers or crypto. If an offer sounds too good to be true.
It probably is.
Exactly. Hover over links and emails before clicking to see the real URL. And remember, caller ID and email sender names can be easily faked or spoofed.
Right. What about protecting actual assets? Money. Accounts.
Monitor your accounts regularly. Set up transaction alerts with your bank and credit cards. Be super cautious with P2P apps like Zelle or Venmo and wire transfers. Only send money to people you know and trust. Watch out for overpayment scams, too.
Credit monitoring or freezes? Worth it.
Definitely worth considering. Monitoring alerts you to changes. A freeze restricts access to your credit report, making it much harder for fraudsters to open accounts in your name. You can temporarily lift it if you need to apply for credit yourself.
And physical documents.
Shred sensitive documents before tossing them. Store important papers securely. And wipe your devices properly before selling or discarding them.
Smart. How about just navigating the online world safely day to day?
Basic stuff, but important. Avoid public Wi-Fi for anything sensitive, like banking. If you must use it, use a VPN, a virtual private network.
Good tip.
Stick to secure websites. Look for the HTTPS and the padlock icon. Download apps only from official app stores like Google Play or the Apple App Store. And check your social media privacy settings. Don't overshare.
Okay, last big area. Countering these AI and deepfake threats, this feels trickier.
It requires a higher level of skepticism, honestly.
Yeah.
If something feels off, even slightly, trust your gut and investigate. Use multiple methods to verify. If you get a weird call from a relative asking for money,
call them back on their known number. Don't just react to the incoming call.
Exactly. Multimodal verification. We also need better critical media literacy. Learn how to evaluate online information. The SEUF method is one framework. Just be aware that very realistic video and audio can now be faked.
Thinking like the enemy almost.
Sort of, yeah. Practice adversarial thinking. How could this message, this offer, this call be a scam? What are you trying to get me to do? Be aware of AI detection tools too, though they're not foolproof.
Okay, so wrapping up, the landscape is definitely complex. It's evolving fast. AI is a major challenge.
It really is.
Yeah.
But knowledge and being proactive are your best defense. It's about empowerment.
Key takeaways then. Solid cyber hygiene passwords, MFA updates, active verification of any unsolicited contact. Healthy skepticism, especially towards urgency or amazing offers. Awareness of AI's role, monitoring your accounts closely. And considering things like credit freezes.
That covers the main basis. Stay vigilant.
Right. And here's a final thought for you to chew on. With AI getting so good at creating fakes that are, frankly, indistinguishable from reality sometimes, how does our whole idea of digital trust need to fundamentally change? And what's our individual responsibility in navigating this new, much blurrier reality? Thanks for diving deep with us today.